Oh yeah, welcome to Armageddon After Party. Hey, beacon of hope in a dark, dark world. I'm Dick Loverboy here in the bunker once again with the Reverend Florist and Pig Rose.
I'm digging this one.
Yeah, it's got a nice little groove to it.
Yeah, makes you feel happy.
Feel like you're at a slow jazz nightclub on the beach.
Yeah.
And they just play the same loop over and over again.
Little resort. Somewhere nice. Or, just relaxing.
It's a little close, though, to George Lucas's remake of...
Oh, God. What is that high note in there? That's... I don't know what instrument that's supposed to be. I know it's a synthesizer, very obviously.
Piccolo?
But I'm just trying to picture the guy in the fedora with the sunglasses, what he's actually... I don't know what it is.
I mean, it's Yaz flute, right?
Yeah. Yaz flute.
I don't know if a flute can get that high. I would imagine a real, you know, master flautist could really just make a flute do all kinds of things that it's not supposed to.
It's just true.
You just
gotta know how to blow it, right?
Yeah. Gotta be able to pucker those lips. Blow.
Big shout out to Annie and Roger hooking us up with some chanterelle mushrooms. Yeah.
You got some of the chanterelles.
Mm-hmm.
Tis the season. A little rainy, a little wet out there.
I think they may make my tummy hurt a little bit. I'm not sure.
Yeah?
It's either the chanterelles or possibly a like late blooming dairy allergy that I may have inherited from my mother.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's might be a little bit of both, especially if you don't eat chanterelles often.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just, sauteed some, put some over some leftover pasta, and it was delicious, but good Lord, was I gassy the next day.
Really?
Yeah.
I've had them once before in that same way. We just sauteed them a little bit. They're pretty delicious.
They are. They're so good.
It's interesting. I'm not a huge mushroom fan, but I just pretend it's pumpkin.
Oh. I had a chanterelle burger from White Tiger today. It was delicious.
Oh my gosh, chanterelles are in season.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, rainy June.
And apparently impossible to get completely clean. There's always going to be like at least two little bits of grit in any batch of chanterelles that
okay.
you eat.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I like right. a little grit.
Mm-hmm. Let you know it's real.
Yeah, real. None of this fake chanterelle bullshit.
Mm-mm. I think fall chanterelles are actually poisonous.
Oh, yeah?
I think there's a mushroom somewhere that looks just like one, but will hurt you.
That's fucked up.
Good to know.
Which I wonder if there's any chance that like one of the chanterelles that I took into my body the other day could have possibly been a false chanterelle. And that's the reason I just got a little bit of upset tummy.
Are you saying false or fall?
I think they're called false chanterelles.
I still didn't tell it. Do you have an S in there?
I think they're called false chanterelles.
False chanterelles.
False right. chanterelles.
All right.
Confusing myself now.
When they come out at the same time, you can accidentally pick them?
I don't know.
God, that's scary.
Really?
That is scary.
You know, that's like a witch's brew there. You don't want to fuck around with just regular old mushrooms growing out in the woods, usually.
How is that like a witch's brew?
Because they use mushrooms, you know, to
gotcha.
To make their potions.
Yeah.
Eye of Newt.
Mm-hmm. That's where I was going, too.
Right.
Something of Toad. I'm not sure.
Wart of Toad?
Speaking of which, and this is a tenuous... comparison, I think. But the other day, I was driving to work, and I looked up, and there was this fucking beastie of an insect sitting on the hood of my car.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm trying to find one where you can see some bit of scale. I guess there's that, like him just sitting on the hood. I almost wrecked my car like five times trying
That's
to take
like,
this fucking picture.
All right. That's a big bug.
But he's like the size of your thumb. He's bright You're green.
Driving down the road, trying to take a picture of your windshield because of a big bug on there.
Here we go. That's a 20 ounce coffee, and that's how big he is. And that's at work. That's after like I drove probably 15 miles, exceeding 50 miles an hour. On numerous occasions. Wait, wow. I take that back. I drove about 4 miles from where I first saw the bug. He wasn't there from the entire trip.
But in how fast did you really go in those 4 miles?
I did definitely exceed 50 miles
You
an
exceeded
hour,
it? That seems dangerous. That seems real dangerous.
There he is.
I mean, yeah. That's pretty cool. Those things eat the heck out of plants.
But one time, I didn't get a picture of this one just because of the way the traffic was. Super strength. He, like, as if he knew what that I was fascinated with him, like, he turned his ass to me and then proceeded to just take a shit on the hood of my car. Like, he shit down the, like, where the windshield wipers are, that little, like, trough or whatever. He shit in that.
That's like, what you get. It's a squish a bug.
It's a big, it's like the size of your fucking, almost like the palm of my hand. Like, it was like a pinky sized little turd that just, nasty thing. I don't know what it is.
What a pinky size.
Did you flick it at least afterwards?
I wasn't flicking that thing. He's going to get pissed at me.
Yeah, it might shit on your finger. Don't want that.
Absolutely not.
No bug shit.
Those things are aliens.
So yeah, a couple weeks ago, took a nice long trip to Chicago. This week, fucking bug was on my car.
Holy shit! Yeah, I see the parallel.
We come back down to earth, and back down to boringness.
You know, and like the scale of relativity. That bug traveled from here to Chicago. You know what I mean?
Good point.
So it had its. Hey, did you take a shit? And he took a piss. Maybe, you know, bugs take shits and piss at the same time. So he was basically pissing in your bedroom.
He was returning the favor. Oh my God.
That bug pissed in your bedroom.
I did shit in Chicago.
He pissed in your bedroom.
That's what you get. You slept in that hood before, I'm sure.
What? No.
Never again. Roll around in grasshopper shit.
Did y'all see that? I mean, I guess everybody's aware of the news that Cosby ended up with a hung jury and they had to declare a mistrial. But did you see the video of him coming out of the courtroom after they declared this mistrial? The DA is like, oh, yeah, we're going to retry this case. But Cosby walks out. He's coming down this long hallway. He looks like shit. He's got that fucking milky blind eye. And he looks like just an old man. But he gets to the end where he turns to the right and just goes,
what?
It's the most bizarre shit. What? It's like, dude, you raped so many women and you're trying to throw back to Fat Albert with your celebration of a hung jury. Like, most of them wanted to put you away.
Right.
Apparently there were two holdouts that just weren't budging.
He really did that?
Yes.
What?
Hey, he got to him. Those are some rich motherfucking jurors now.
Oh my God.
Like runaway jury, man.
But it was like
Bill Cosby style.
But it was like he drugged them all. And then apparently his wife did a press conference where she just like went on the offensive of just people were trying to tear her husband down and attack him, and like he was a good man. And it's just like, he raped so many women. Why just shut up? Just go away. Right. Cash your fucking checks that you made from years of living with this fucking creep. That's.
He's a good man.
He really did.
Are you watching the video?
I don't know if this is it. I didn't want to play all this.
That's gay porn.
So how quickly do you think they'll get another trial, another jury?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea on that one.
Yeah.
It took forever this first time. I guess it's just about picking a good jury. I guess that's 90% of of it anyway.
Yep.
I don't really know that much about picking a jury. I saw something the other day where they were like, you don't want to go too far with like eliminating jurors because the other jurors are watching this happen. So like they will take that as a bad thing and start kind of stacking the deck against you already. If too many people are getting eliminated, they're like, oh, this guy's a piece of shit. Let's see what's going on.
All right.
Never knew that was a thing. I always assumed they were just picking one at a time.
What? They pick one at a time.
I just assume it was a thing where I guess it never occurred to me that the other jurors are watching the whole jury. What is it? Voir dire, I think, when they're picking a jury.
Yeah. You're all there just sitting in the courtroom when they bring everybody up.
It just never occurred that was part of it, that they would like that they would start turning against you if you were too much of an asshole when you were picking, eliminating jurors, striking people.
I think it's safe to say that if you're too much of an asshole at any time, they're going to turn.
Good point.
Hey man, jurors are just people. You know what I mean? They're just people.
I've been selected so many times to be on jury duty.
Grand jury or?
Ugh,
grand jury sounds awful.
No, I haven't done a grand jury.
Friend of mine at
work. Just small shit.
Has been doing, it's 1 day a week for 12 weeks, the grand jury. Oh,
that's a, God.
That would be so terrible.
That would be horrible.
I would start crying, I think, in the courtroom.
You know they would pick you to be the foreperson.
If I started crying?
You're handsome. You're smart.
Oh, no. I wouldn't want to do that. I certainly wouldn't want to do that. Then I'd have to pay attention.
Man, that would be tough.
Why am I washing Rhett's balls so much on this episode?
You're handsome. You're smart. No. You can do it.
I need some positive affirmations.
You're very capable.
I don't really, you know, I don't get that from you guys a lot.
Well, you're getting it now.
I'm getting a semi.
I know,
stop
me too.
Making that noise.
Yeah, that's a horrible
don't
noise.
Don't look at me in the eyes like that.
Fucking smacking.
Eyes down.
Oh. What's happened in news this week?
Philando Castile, they found the officer not guilty of manslaughter.
That's crazy.
And the weird thing, not the weird thing, but they released the dash cam footage of the stop, of the pretty much the entire stop. And it's rough. It's really rough to watch.
Right. I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I don't like watching things like that.
Yeah, that's tough. It's really tough. But is that the one where they talk about where he's when he's calling in, why he's pulling him over is a different reason than what he actually tells the people what he pulls them over for?
The video starts with the officer behind the car and one of the brake lights isn't working. So that's what he's pulling him over.
No, a different then.
In the trial, they mentioned that based on radio chatter, I'm assuming from earlier in the evening, I guess he had radioed in and said he thought this guy matched the description of someone who had a suspect in a bank robbery, I think.
Yeah.
Which could just mean a black guy. I mean, very, very reasonably. Right. But they also, the thing picks up and he's tailing the car. So you don't know if he passed him in the street or what the, if he saw him before, because the dash cam wasn't on before that, I guess. So I'm not sure of the details on that one. But yeah, the two cops just go up to either side of the car. He's driving, the girlfriend's in the passenger seat and he's doing the traffic stop. And he asked for the guy's registration, I guess, his license and all that. And as he's doing that, the guy goes, hey, just letting you know. Flanagan still says, hey, just letting you know, I do have a concealed weapon on me. And the cop's just like, okay, just don't reach for it. Don't reach for it. Don't reach for it. And then just pulls the gun out and puts 7 bullets into him. And it's just one of those fucked up things where I guess the cop did just went to another level when he knew the guy had a weapon. And the guy was doing what he'd been told to do, which was to give him his information, which I'm assuming was in his back pocket. You can see his outline kind of in the car, so you can't tell what's going on in there, but it's just disturbing to watch. The girlfriend's screaming, obviously, and then her daughter actually gets out of the car. The other cop runs away because he's in the line of fire, I guess. So he runs back towards the cop car. Then he comes back, and the guy's just drawn down on the on Philando Castile. The little girl, like the 4-year-old, the girlfriend's daughter, like runs out and just runs up to the other cop. And so like he picks her up and walks away with her. That's when the girl starts filming, I think, starts doing the Facebook Live. And that's when it gets really weird at that point, because she goes from like just all out and out screaming and flipping out to just very calmly describing what happened. Like, oh my God, he just shot. I mean, not even that. She's just like, he just shot my boyfriend. And the whole time the cop's just sitting there with the gun on the guy, pretty much just frozen, and like telling him not to move. And then periodically just going, fuck, fuck, just screaming like, oh, it's rough. It's really rough.
Yeah, I don't need to see it. But thanks for the description.
The in-depth narration of
that
the
took me down a little
video.
Bit there. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a sip after that.
Yeah.
So. Oh jeez. Yeah, we're drinking too.
Kind of got sad.
The Philando.
Well, he just apparently. And it's extremely sad. He was apparently a well-loved individual. I think he worked at a school. Like people, Mr. Phil, people fucking loved him. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, you can't. It's my thing with like racism. Like that's where everybody goes immediately. This. I think he's a Hispanic cop. Actually, I think that shot this black guy. And
right.
You can get into inherent racism and automatically thinking that black people are more of a threat than anybody else. But I can kind of see the cop's perspective. I mean, obviously, I think he freaked out way too much. there's mixed up. Like, he doesn't give good commands. Like, just start saying hands up, hands up, hands up. Get the guy to put his hands back up and you're good. But
right.
I think he just freaked out when he knew there was a gun and unloaded on the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy that nobody else in the car got hit. There was a little girl and the girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
fucking shit.
Wow. They must have put him right in his chest.
Ugh.
It's like, I think it's seven shots total. I think I want to say he hit him either 4 or 6 times.
Oh,
but it's point blank. I mean, he's right. As far as from I am to you right now.
Right.
But, oh, another weird thing about
God,
it, too.
I couldn't imagine.
So he's sitting there, and he's in the like shooter stance, and he's drawn down on him, and he's telling everybody to don't move, don't move, don't move. And so the other cops start showing up. And this is like a minute or two later.
Right.
And they start coming up, and like two cops come around him, and one dude, he walks up, and he's like, hey, I've got your position. I've got you. I've got you. And it takes him like 20 seconds of telling him he's got him to make him unfreeze from that shooter position. Like, he finally just unlocks and walks away. He's so fucking freaked out. This sounds like I'm on the side of the cop, which I'm not. Because I keep talking about how fucking psychologically traumatizing it is for him. But, I mean, like I said, it's extraordinarily sad for Philando Castile.
I couldn't imagine his family. Being in that scenario.
Mm-mm.
Fuck.
I don't ever want to be.
No. Me either.
On either side.
Oh, of course
no.
not.
No.
Of course not.
But I'm going to be... I know the side I'm going to be... If it happens, because I'm not gonna be a cop.
you're gonna be the black guy.
I'm gonna get shot.
Oh yeah.
Oh, no, that's fucking horrible. God, that made me sad.
It really did.
I'm
bringing us down.
Really sad.
There's a lot of bad shit in the world today. But that's the thing. Looking at it, like I see wrong shit on both sides of it. Like. I mean, it does. I think it's just a fuck up. Like, I don't know if the guy should have actually been found guilty of manslaughter. Like, I think it comes down to whether a reasonable person would have thought that he was in fear of his life. I think that's what a lot of stuff comes down to with cops. And cops know how to write reports. They know how to word things and say, yes, of course I was in fear of my life. And they can convince a jury of that. I think juries trust cops more than they trust black people. It's just, it sucks. Probably. It really sucks.
What about black cops?
Then you get into a weird, I mean, that was one of the things with, was it Freddie Gray? Was he the guy they took for the ride in Baltimore?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the driver was a black cop, and then one of the other 5 or 6 were black as well.
Right.
But yeah, it's just, like, just terrible all around. Sorry to bring it up and bring the podcast
scary.
Down.
Scary.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, let's talk about healthcare instead.
Oh, I'm so sad. I'm really sad. Oh.
The Senate did come out with their version of the their healthcare bill. So, looks interesting.
Did you read it?
No, I just heard about it on the radio. but one of the things they did say is, it's going to take away the individual mandate for insurance, and it would be retroactive back to 2016, so that if you got a penalty in 2016 for not having insurance, you would get a check back from the government.
How interesting. So. That seems unnecessary.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there was probably a lot of people this past year that didn't do it, that did it the first year, and then, premiums went up for a lot of people, and they just didn't. And there were some folks that I work with that didn't.
But it just seems slightly unnecessary. Like, just to be like, is there any way on top of all this mess we could just piss away a substantial portion of money that we don't really need to piss away?
Well, they probably looked at the numbers and were like, okay, this many millions of Americans didn't, do it. And so we're going to give them a little bit more money and they'll vote for us again next year.
Yeah, the Republicans are like, let's get some
Remember that there's a midterm election just next year.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to try to do what they can to make people happy, even if it's like a little petty one-time payment,
Oh, I got my $400 back.
Right.
Going out.
I think it's like $695, something like that.
Yeah.
Damn, $700 for a penalty for not having insurance?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep. Yeah. But it's way less than
That's a substantial chunk.
That's a big chunk.
It's way less than you would pay for any insurance plan.
Yeah.
So there's that.
There is that.
If you're a relatively healthy young person.
I don't know. I heard a great podcast that somebody, he broke down the entire kind of healthcare issue. His name is Dan Carlin. We may have talked about that. I'm not sure, but he has an awesome history podcast called Hardcore History. But he also does one called Common Sense. And he himself is a fairly liberal-minded individual. I guess he kind of leans libertarian on stuff too, but he really does break it down well. And I don't know. There's just something about like the American system where, and he points this out, and this is something I've thought before, but like people are sucking money out of every single little stage of healthcare.
Right.
And it's something that we've got to find a way to fix. Like, it's a big problem. Like, personally, I think we either go full like privatized or we go full like one payer system. Right. Well, I mean, I guess England does the base one-payer system, and then there's private health insurance that you can buy if you're rich enough, and I think there's gripes about that, but...
Right.
But that's the thing. It's like everything that has to do with medical care now is billing, and there's companies that just handle billing
absolutely.
And they're charging for their fucking services. I mean, every little aspect of it.
Right.
I don't know. It's pretty crazy.
It is crazy.
That's... Crazy, says.
Says
Armageddon After Party.
Right. Quotes.
Breaking news from Armageddon After Party.
Shit got crazy, y'all. Oh, yeah, man.
They do just suck right at everything, don't they? And you're right, it is all about just fucking billing.
But I mean, if I go to an orthopedic clinic and my shoulder hurts and my foot hurts, they can't do anything with it has to be one thing. They're like, I'm sorry, we can only look at your foot today. And I'm like, why can't we just save time and save some money and you look at both of the things today? They're both hurting me.
Yeah.
They both have to do with my bones and my ligaments, which you people should be good at fixing. But no, they're like, I'm sorry, you have to make another appointment. It's like, this is just so you can bill the fucking insurance another $120, $130.
Fuck.
And then get paid like $70 or $80 because I don't
know how all that shit works. Gotta pay for that lake house.
I guess. But I mean, the doctors aren't even making all that much money these days. Like, they're getting screwed over on malpractice insurance out the ass. That's another, like, the insurance getting in and just making more money off of the shit.
Right.
Like, there's
man,
I appreciate
mess.
The capitalist system, but, like, there's too many different ways to make money off of it. And sometimes I feel like, I mean, it happens with fucking Wall Street. The shit's just too complicated, and there's just too many minute little ways to extract money out of it, and you end up with this fucking tenuous system that's just hanging by a thread, and eventually it blows up.
Right.
I'm sad.
Yeah, we didn't...
John's just bringing me fucking down.
I thought...
All his stories. Damn. Fuck. Guy gets shot by a cop. Healthcare's in the shitter.
I almost got hit by a black lady in my car the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing to her?
Nothing.
You jump on her car or
nope,
something?
Just driving through Walmart parking lot, and you know I drive the hybrid, right?
I know. It's really quiet. So is that what the thing is?
That was the thing. I was going around the little island at the end of the thing, and this lady was standing up on it, and she was looking back to the right, and she was just talking to somebody, and so I'm just trying to ease down this thing, and she turns around and almost walks right into my passenger side door. Scared the shit out of her. Like, she just looked up, and there was a car right there. Like, I didn't almost hit her. She almost hit me. She got a big kick out of it, and I was laughing, too. So,
did y'all exchange numbers?
No, I did see her in the store, and I wanted to like ease up. Just be like, I wasn't trying to run over you earlier. Just so we're
oh
clear.
My god, that would have been creepy as fuck.
Yeah, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, you should always go up to random people that you don't know and say, "I wasn't trying to run over you." Not now, not ever.
Oh, I hope this comes out in time, but June 28th, I think it's this coming Tuesday. You know what's going on, right?
June 28th?
The Cage thing.
Cage Night at the Georgia Theater.
Yes.
All right.
They're playing Con Air and Face Off back to back, and I am so excited.
Oh, fuck, Con Air.
I want to see these movies on the big screen so bad. They're fucking terrible. The acting is so hammy in both of them.
I loved Con Air when I was a kid.
Oh my god, it's amazing. And extremely relevant considering the two maniacs escaping from the prison bus in Putnam County.
Right. That is relevant.
That makes you. The movie makes you cheer out loud that a fucking child molester got free. Like you come around to hit. That's movie magic right there. You can't nothing. There's nothing these days that compares to that.
Oh, he didn't. He didn't molest that child at the end, though.
That's the thing. Like they trick you so hard. You're such a piece of shit that this guy who's as like raped and murdered his way through Georgia, by the way, in the movie, in the fucking story of the movie, just doesn't kill one little girl, and you're such a piece of shit that you're like, this guy's all right. I'm glad he escapes.
Right. Those cops had it out for him. He probably didn't do those rapes.
That's right. He was framed.
That and he calmly delivers like several snarky lines, and that kind of wins you over to him. So
right.
God, you got Swamp Thing in there.
Oh yeah.
You got Billy Bedlam. You got Malkovich and Ving Rhames. The acting chops in that movie.
I mean, that's true.
You got Cusack.
You got fucking. What? Danny Trejo?
Yes, Danny Trejo! Juanino 23.
Johnny 23. He raped 23 women, right? Wasn't that his thing?
He had a heart on his arm for each one of his 23 bitches. I think it's 23 convictions. Because at one point in time, he says something about if they really know, it'd be like more like Johnny 400 or 200 or something. Like, he's really a prolific rapist.
That's such a weird movie that they did make you a root for them. Yes, I'm going to go watch it. I haven't seen it in so long, but I used to love that movie. I saw it in a theater. I don't remember that. Badass.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the other one?
Face Off,
baby.
Face Off.
I was looking it up. I couldn't remember.
Face Off.
Yes. I forgot it was John Travolta.
Peaches.
No more drugs.
I could eat a peach for hours.
You're weird.
And it's that weird thing where you've got two really hammy actors each acting like each other.
I know.
Which is just, it's like it folds in on itself and creates a weird vortex of amazingness.
Right. That one's John Woo. And then Jerry Bruckheimer, the one before?
I don't know.
He produced it, I guess.
I don't know who did Con Air. But yeah, Face Off is definitely John Woo. I distinctly remember at least one scene of someone jumping through the air, firing two pistols at the same time.
With doves flying behind him?
And there's doves somewhere in that movie, too, yeah.
What?
There's always doves in John Woo movies. He loves them.
That's good. Who directed Face Off? Is it...
Wait, who directed Con Air?
Con Air, yeah. Is it...
Simon West? Is that right?
Simon West.
I don't know. I never heard of that. It was a Jerry Bruckheimer production. I remember.
Yeah, the lightning struck the tree at the beginning.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, so the Tuesday, the 28th, is it really a Tuesday? It's got to be a Wednesday, right?
Let me see what we got here. That would possibly be a Wednesday.
Boom.
Look at me. Yeah, it was Simon West.
Well, I don't know him. Did he also do The Rock? Because about that for a Nicolas Cage?
What is
Cage
this
flick?
Shit? 6.8 out of 10 stars? This is... No, for this Con movie Air? Should at least break 7 on whatever bullshit scale this is. Poor shit.
You guys...
A 52 on Metascore. I'm checking some Rotten Tomatoes in a little bit here.
Yeah, go Rotten Tomatoes on that.
Let's see here.
Oh, Bubba Gump is in there too. Oh, completely forgot about
him.
Yeah,
he's got the diabetes.
Right. That's right.
He's got diabetes real bad.
And the one that kicks off the entire plot is Dave Chappelle. I think his name is 8-Ball.
Oh, right. Is he the one who had the pin stuck in his...
Pinball? No, he's the one that coughs up the little bottle of lighter fluid and the matches, and he's like, "Sorry, chief."
Yeah, he's pinball.
Who had the like needle like stuck in their skin? Remember he digs it out.
I think it was Ving Rhames and what's his nuts?
All right,
Malkovich.
Malkovich, I think, is the one that pulls it out of his skin.
Right. It's been a while.
Let me look Con Air up on Flixer and see what kind of Ooh, Transformers. New Transformers movie sitting hard at 15%.
Ugh. Yeah.
Damn, 56%. It's rotten.
Aw.
Aw, it makes me sad.
You know, it's great. I think it's a great movie. They all of those review sites can go suck a dick.
Yeah, it doesn't mean shit.
I'm thinking newly paroled ex-con and former U.S. Ranger Cameron Poe finds himself trapped in a prisoner
story.
Transport
great
plane
story.
When the passengers seize control.
Right. What's the his wife in that? The lady from Parenthood?
Monica Potter?
Monica Potter.
She's pretty.
Is
That's
it?
Right.
You know who else is pretty?
Who? John Woo?
You.
Me?
No,
thanks.
Gal Gadot.
Man, he is just making you feel really... just
make me blush.
I went and saw the Wonder Woman the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How okay. was it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Here it goes.
I've seen...
Here we go.
I've heard...
I mean,
I've
if it
listened,
wasn't a woman...
No, I've listened to a podcast. I think it might be... I can't remember if it's This American Life or if it's the Radio Lab. But they talk about this experiment where they did where a person's overall rating of getting their butthole fingered by a doctor of like a prostate exam completely depends on like the last few minutes. No matter how long the exam takes, no matter what happens or whatever, if the last few minutes are awesome, then the exam was awesome. It's
what,
just a, it's a
what
weird
thing.
What
do you mean
thing.
By awesome? Like, I guess if you get good news and you're not sick.
No. This is not hinging upon whether or not you have cancer in your butt. This is just the exam itself, just the uncomfortableness overall. How you rate it just depends on how uncomfortable the last few minutes were.
Okay.
That being said, this is not a bad movie. I like this movie. This was a good movie. It was so much better than fucking Batman versus Superman. That piece of dark shit. But it wasn't as awesome as everybody was saying it was, in my opinion. People were gushing over this movie. Like one guy that
would
I
you
know,
say they were gooshing?
Gooshing. Getting a little splooshy down below.
Oh, moist.
Moist.
Drip.
One guy who's a big fan of superhero movies said this was the best superhero movie he'd ever seen. No, absolutely not. It's not. I mean, it's good. It's a good movie. It's
better
really
than
movie.
Superman Returns.
Have you seen Logan?
Superman Returns had some. I liked it, kind of.
I liked it until
Superman Returns was not bad.
Until Spacey started throwing crystals into the ocean and forming land.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a land grab.
Whatever.
Have
you guys
always
seen,
about land.
Have you guys seen Logan?
Yes.
That's a badass fucking comic movie. Yeah.
And dark too. Like, I mean, Superman versus Batman tried to be dark, way too dark. Logan's dark as shit, but it's
really
so good.
It's really good.
That's cool. I haven't seen it.
I give respect to any movie that makes me tear up a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. Fucking green.
It's tough because you're manly.
I bury that shit deep.
Yeah. You got a lot of room to bury it in.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, man.
God, you made me cry today.
Sad podcast.
But no, overall, I think Wonder Woman was awesome. I also think that it was pretty good through most of the movie. There were spots where it was awesome, but overall pretty good. And then there's a really fucking badass ending. So
that's cool.
So everybody walks out going, holy shit, that was good. It's like, no, don't forget about those slow parts.
All right. One question: does it link up with Batman versus Superman? Does it get that far in her story where she goes and helps do that, or is it like?
Yeah, the whole movie's a flashback. Like she's remembering her time, everything that happened.
So it's a flashback from when she's like an old lady.
No, she's not an old lady.
So it's right after the Batman versus Superman movie. She's having this flashback.
I'm not sure. Right after, just somewhere after it.
All right.
But I will say, if she was an old lady, she would be the finest old lady in the history of old ladies.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Why? Because she wears that Wonder Woman outfit.
It's not the outfit.
Lasso.
Like,
it's
she's
the lasso.
Just she's just a beautiful person.
She is. I mean, and she's like, a beautiful person. I'll give you that.
No lie, but like, I would probably enjoy watching her take a shit for 2 hours. I'm just saying, like, as far as comparison, like, it's amazing. She's very riveting.
That's cool. So yeah. She's a good actress.
I don't know if she's a good actress. She's really good at that part. I haven't seen her in anything else. I think she was in that Keeping Up with the Joneses movie. Mm. Is John Hamm in that? God, that's another attractive person. Good God. How did that movie even not make $1 billion? Those people are so hot.
Yeah. Sometimes I guess a movie needs to have a little bit of a story to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just sometimes. If it's not an action movie. Was that an action movie? Keeping Up with the Joneses?
I think there were some action sequences. I think it was an action comedy. I think it was, there was some,
not a good comedy.
I think there was some actress. Zach Galifianakis. I think she was, I think they were the straight,
Zach Galifianakis. Straight
yep. Zach Galifianakis. Fuck. That's a deep cut for you, Zach Galifianakis fuck fans.
Oh, goodness.
But no, I think, yeah, like I said, overall, I think it was a fun movie. Enjoyed it. Go see it. It was good. It was good. I hope DC can continue. I'm worried about.
Was it better than Rise of the Fellowship?
Well, wait. What's Rise of the Fellowship? Was that movie that was on earlier upstairs from the bunker?
Right. You can find it currently on Amazon if you have Amazon Prime. Ooh, this is a good one.
It looked really good.
I mean, there's some pretty cool fight sequences in there. The
special effects in there.
You guys missed. If you haven't checked it out yet, go check out Rise of the Fellowship.
Do you just watch shit like that?
Yeah.
All the time you're into shit like that?
I love watching terrible movies. I love it.
It was rough. That was a rough one, dude. Yeah.
There's an even more rough one I watched last night with my buddy Paul was over here. We watched Swamp Ape.
I'm looking this up.
Yeah, and it's on.
Oh my God!
I thought it was going to be a porn the whole time because like it was like level of acting and you know that kind of the way it was shot, you know, real bright like a porn, but no porn, just like really cheesy horror movie.
what's the standard as far as the brightness of porn, like actual porn movies, and also from what era and on what like video or like old film? I'm trying to think what your
I would say
baseline is for looking like a porn.
I would say not old film because that's when they were doing porn right, but ever since I went to video. Ever since I went to video, all different forms of video, they always had a hard time getting the lighting, you know, right, to make it look like film, mm-hmm. to make it look like a real movie. And this one looks like it's filmed on like a GoPro camera. It's just super high definition, but like way too bright, no filters or anything like that.
Well, I will say the cover or the illustration they have here of Swamp Ape, it does not look like an ape at all. That is a bad drawing of an ape. Can you see that?
Yes. Yeah, that's...
Jesus Christ.
That looks like some weird Bigfoot thing.
It looks like...
Well, it's a swamp ape.
It looks like a photo negative.
That's true.
It looks like a photo negative of the weird character in the Dolph Lundgren Masters of the Universe movie that was like the sword guy. He had the hair that was pushed back, I think.
Right.
Maybe he was just more of a lizard man. I can't remember. I can't remember that character's name at all, but...
Are they ever going to make a real Masters of the Universe movie? Like
way things are going, yes. You realize there's another Flatliners coming out now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's a new... I heard nothing about this. I actually watched the preview the other day because somebody at work was talking about it, but Ellen Page is in it. It looks decent. Like, it looks like a good, well-updated
90s. I remember liking that movie a lot when I saw it.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It was Julia... What's her name?
Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
Right.
Eric's sister.
Eric's sister. Yes, yes. And then Kiefer Sutherland?
Yep.
Who else? Kevin Bacon? Who else was in it?
And it's one of the bald ones, isn't it?
Oh, it is one of the bald
ones. Yeah, that's kind of what Swamp Ape looked like.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Who also kind of looks like...
He's a bad guy, by the way. He's not He-Man's friend.
Oh, no, not at all. He looks like a bad guy. But he also kind of looks like the witch at the end of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. A terrible movie, which for some reason I always hold near and dear to my heart.
I'm
the same way.
I love that movie.
You kidding me? It had Bryan Adams singing the theme music the whole time.
One of the best love songs of all time.
Right. Fucking.
There's no love.
Fucking Lil Jon and Will Scarlet.
Yeah, Christian Slater.
Christian
dude.
Slater, yes.
No. Fucking Robin Hood with an English accent or with an American accent.
Couldn't be bothered.
No.
Didn't even want to try an English accent. Oh my God.
What?
That was.
Why
that
a spoon, cousin? Why not, not something sharp like an axe?
It's dull, you.
It's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more. R.I.P. Alan Rickman.
I know. Amazing.
Yeah, why wouldn't you love that movie? It's fucking great.
I love that movie.
Because if you watch it and you try to be objective about it, it's pretty bad.
Sure
it's,
it is.
I don't know. I think I would watch it and enjoy it still.
Probably not.
I love the scenes where he's, you know, he's just getting to the island and they're walking over like all the little walls and everything. And
oh yeah.
I just man, that whole fight scene in the river in Sherwood Forest. Wow. Lil Jon really messes him up. But then he sneaks up from below. Mm-hmm. Who knew that Robin could hold his breath that long?
Seriously.
I mean,
well, he's in good shape.
I mean, he's been in a Turkish prison for God knows how long.
He's got a set of lungs.
Have you ever been in a Turkish bath for the
day? Like movies about gladiators.
Delish.
Whiskey got stronger, I think.
But yeah, with going back to the Wonder Woman thing, I am curious to see what DC does next, because apparently there's going to be a Justice League movie and there's going to be like a standalone Aquaman movie.
Well, they got to do him and Flash too, right?
Standalone Flash movie, yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see how this works out.
I mean, surely they're going to do those before a Justice League movie.
No. Justice League movie is coming out this year. It'll be out before the end of 2017.
Oh, no.
There's a preview for that out, yeah.
Really? Already? Yeah. And they haven't done those other movies yet?
Nope. Not setting them up. They're bringing them back in later.
All right. Whatever.
Well, did the first Thor come out before we saw Thor in one of the other movies?
Before we saw him in another movie?
No, it was because.
Yeah, it came out. It was the second one to come out after.
The Hammer showed up. That's what it was. I think the Hammer is at the end of one of the other movies.
At the end of Iron Man.
Yeah. So they just teased the shit out of it.
Right.
Oh my God, Thor! Right. Thor Ragnarok looks fun.
Right. I still haven't seen the second one. I think we've talked about this before.
Wonder Woman sitting at 92%.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The power of titties.
But yeah, I kind of want to take that back. I feel like I got a little creepy with you watching her take a shit for 2 hours. But I'll stand by that. I think people would pay to see that. But anyway, yeah, she's fascinating.
Would you watch it in smell-o-vision?
Like she's powerful, she's kind of naive, but then she's also like super smart and intelligent.
And like really old, right?
Yeah, I think she's fairly old. They don't clearly state exactly how old she is, because it starts with her being a kid on the island and then works its way up to Chris Pine's plane crash landing. And but she's a lady then.
She's a lady. Oh, whoa, whoa, she's a lady.
So I will say about Wonder Woman, I do think, like, it was a great movie. I enjoyed it. It was awesome. But I think, like, people were kind of stumbling over themselves to congratulate a female director and a female lead in a female superhero movie. And, I mean, that's cool. It's awesome, whatever. But I'm always of the mindset of, like, I don't care if a lady directed that movie. I just don't give a shit. Like, I just hope that the director did an awesome job, which she did do, and that's great, and that's good. But I'm not gonna like.
Did she do an awesome job?
I think so. I think she made a good movie.
Or did she do an awesome job for a woman?
Yeah, John.
Why you got to bring that up?
That's what you're saying, though.
That's what it kind of sounded like, John.
No, that is not at all what I was implying. No, there. I was saying that I think people were giving it a lot of credit, and they were it's what is it, virtue signaling, when people want to be seen like having the right opinion on something, and it might be their opinion, it might not be, but they definitely want you to know that it's the good opinion.
Right.
And so like they're, oh, it's great, we can girl power, whatever. Me, I don't care. It was a good movie.
What do you think you don't care because you're not a girl?
Well, I mean, I guess that's always the response if you are like the oppressor in the situation.
Yeah, of course. Like, you have a bias that you're not even aware of.
But it's not a bias. Like, I'm not.
Are you talking about
his
dick?
No.
It's so nobody else is aware of it either.
But that's what. Explain the bias. Like, I'm not stacking the deck against this movie because there's a female leader, because there's a female director. I'm just watching.
Not intentionally, and maybe not even consciously.
But that's what I'm saying. How have I stacked the deck against this movie? How have I
criticized?
You
haven't. You live in a male-dominated society that has, and you can't help it. You're just part of the game.
How has the male-dominated society stacked the deck against Wonder Woman?
Against women of all ages for all time.
Let's get really, really broad. And just, we're talking about Wonder Woman. We're talking about one movie. I know women have been oppressed for years.
I know, and it continues now. Just through what you're saying right now, you just keep continuing to impress. Continuing to just impress everyone I can think of.
I liked Wonder Woman. I liked it.
Yeah?
It was awesome. It was a good movie.
Good.
I did have a horrible thought the other day about ladies, though.
All right.
If you truly want equality, we've got to stop reacting so poorly when some like dude punches the shit out of a woman.
You got a point.
Like, because when you think about it, the harsh reaction that you have is really sexist. Like, it's that whole thing about, like, we've got to protect women. It's like, no, if women are equals, no, they don't need our protection. But then you watch a fucking Afro Man video where he's on stage playing the guitar. And he just, have you seen that? He just cold cocks the shit out of this lady that comes up on stage.
Damn.
Like, doesn't hesitate, just steps through it and fucking clocks her. But, like, several football players that came up in the draft, one of those college kids, like, knocked a girl out in some restaurant.
Oh, yeah, the running back from Oklahoma.
But it is, like, it's so jarring because of the idea that that is the weaker sex.
I'm pretty sure that I have to completely disagree with you on all of this.
I know you have to.
Are you fucking serious?
No, I'm not serious at all. I'm just presenting something, a horrible thought that I had.
Yeah, that is pretty horrible.
No, I don't actually believe that. Like, no fucking NFL football player should ever like full force hit a lady, his lady, any lady.
Right. I mean, physically, but for the most part,
if that was his boyfriend, people wouldn't give nearly as much of a shit, though. If he just stepped up, even if his boyfriend was frailer and weaker than he is, you wouldn't care that much if he cold cocked a dude.
You know, society, I would say, probably would not. You're right. Don't look at me when you say you, though.
The royal you.
The royal. Yeah. I don't even know where to go with that one.
It's been so sad today.
It wasn't sad, was it?
Beating people.
Demanding equal rights for women to get their ass kicked by men.
You got to take a punch to the face. We're going to make this equal. Yeah. If we get an argument in a fisticuffs, you got to take one to the face.
Yeah, that's how we're going to resolve all issues now. Like, just stand. Each person gets one shot.
Have you seen those competitions they have with the guys that slap one another?
Oh,
yeah.
That is the funniest thing to watch.
Oh, I did. This came up in a conversation with somebody earlier. So I've always been aware of the fact that women get screwed on haircuts. Like, female haircuts cost so much more than guys' haircuts. It sucks. Guys run, what, $12 to $15?
Right,
sure.
On average or whatever, and girls are paying like 50, 70, whatever, depending on what the shit they need done.
And then probably doing it more often as well.
Mm. But I didn't realize that apparently apparently girls are getting fucked by the cleaners too. Like, I found this out from a friend of ours that has a lot of his articles of clothing professionally cleaned.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, I know every now and then my wife will slip something of hers in and my bill like doubles for some reason. And I was going to ask, like, what is the deal with that? Why do women's clothes cost more to clean?
Sometimes, well, like dresses being, they could be difficult. Yes, some can, depending on where they're coming from.
Got you.
If they just slip one shirt in, though, is that what you're saying? It depends on the shirt.
If it's a blouse, it would be the same. No, I mean, a blouse is not that expensive. I mean, it's more than a shirt.
Gotcha.
Just because you can do shirts easily, more easy, and have pressing them and cleaning them is easy.
Right.
But, like, does a women's power suit cost more to clean than a men's suit?
Nope. They would be the same.
The exact same?
They would be the same.
Even, like, the shoulder pads don't add any?
Nope.
This is the 80s we're talking about here.
What about all the, like, bush hairs you got to pull out of the pubic area?
No, I do charge more for that. I do charge a lint rolling fee.
I think everybody's shaving these days.
No, his clientele is a little
Well, a lot oversized. Of people, a lot of them aren't wearing panties.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's a lot of them.
Embedded.
And there's a lot of people that shit themselves. Everybody shits themselves.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody shits themselves.
Everybody as in who?
I'm just saying everybody.
What kind of a human being do you have to be that, like, that's not shameful for you to take a doo-doo stained article of clothing and make someone else clean it?
You like know what that? Would be nice?
I wouldn't do that. Like, I wouldn't. I would get the shit stain out myself and then have it cleaned.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't just be like, here's the dookie stain. You deal with it.
Yeah. Or, you know, like, you could tell me. Hey, no, here's a dookie stain.
Mm-mm, that's too awkward.
Well, give me a heads up.
Hey, sorry, I took a shit in these. Could you imagine if somebody said that to you, though? I mean, I'm sure you would appreciate it in the long run, but look, like, but
you occasionally get that person that is very honest. Very honest. But and I appreciate it. I do appreciate it. I mean, because, if I'm working, it's my job. I appreciate it, though.
Right.
If I can, yeah.
But, like, the time I rolled a little dookie nugget down the fucking leg of my khakis, like, that, it wouldn't have, in a million years would I give that to someone else to deal with. Like, I would either clean it myself or burn those pants. Like, I'm not going to take that to someone and just be like, here, you do this.
Yeah. Too bad.
I was hoping with all of this talk about pants shitting that we would kind of jog TJ's memory as
far
as...
Oh, wait. Are you saying it might be time for a little segment we on podcast like to call... A shit story. A glory. You got the Mario music. You just won. You just won the Grand Prix, yo. Wait a second. So, something happened?
Something happened.
I'm excited because I haven't heard
about this yet. It was horrible. I'm really embarrassed. I haven't even told my wife. So was it Wednesday? When did I text y'all? It was Wednesday.
Wednesday. Today is Thursday.
Okay, yeah,
so,
Wednesday.
So it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
You're like, guys, we've got to record. I've got something that I need to talk about.
Yeah. Fuck. Okay. It was the weirdest fucking thing. It really is. So I'm at work. Just ate lunch. Probably 40 minutes after I ate lunch.
That's
had some what leftover we call steak.
Be pooping hour.
Yeah, yeah.
that's but about here's the time thing. When it happens. Yeah.
Here's the thing. So I just go to take a piss.
Yeah.
Right. There's no rumbling or anything, and I'm just only telling you what I ate for lunch just to help me try to figure this out, because it was like I'm peeing, like you do, and things are fine, and then all of a sudden. There is this weird, like, opening of my butthole and a shot. And it's more of like it's falling out. Dude. Yeah, there was no warning. It was more like a there was whack. Nothing. Oh, okay. But here's the thing. This stuff, it was like Hormel chili in a can, but like light. So there was like you had like the chili beans and the chunks of meat. It was like your whiskey jelly.
Oh, but there were beans.
God damn!
What did you have?
I don't know what it was. It must have been like grizzle and fat from the steak. Oh. It was horrible. So it's just this warmth, and it's just mushy, and it's dripping.
Oh,
and
no.
I get oh my god.
You're in the bathroom, but it's too late.
So it's just like this mound in my underwear. And I'm getting off. I had to like stand up. I'm like trying to not get it on my shorts, get my shoe. I get it on my shoes.
Oh no.
Wait, were you sitting down to
not
pee?
These
you
shoes just said you stood up.
Well, I tried to turn around to like shit.
I got you.
I had to like finish. But then I'm just leaking everywhere.
Was this
I'm
mid like, mid pee stream too?
Yes.
Oh no.
Yes. So it was like it just opens and then there's a gush and then I'm trying to close it back and stand funny so I'm not dripping it down.
Oh no.
This is all working. My coworkers have no idea that this even happened.
Oh,
no,
right.
I didn't get it on the shorts.
Right.
I just I was able to react and like how I moved my ass and my legs, and so when I got my shorts off, that's why I got a little bit of drip on the side of my shoes.
Oh.
And I had it all, it was all over the floor. Oh, there were like big blobs of it on the floor.
Oh,
and then I had stepped in some. So I had a good bit to clean. It was like a 20 flusher.
Oh,
I was like so much toilet paper. I was just freaked out. That was the worst fucking, I don't know. I feel so ashamed of this one. This one is like it just made me feel so dirty. And I had to fucking stay. I didn't have a change of underwear. I just had to go commando in the shorts.
Where
I cleaned up I mean, thank God it happened in there. And it didn't happen when I was like just working around coworkers.
Yeah. You thought, yeah, I got farted a little bit.
And it wasn't even that. There was nothing. It was just like this opening, and it was like, phoom. And it's like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
I just love that it made a break for it. Like, go, 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 now!
That's exactly what happened. Oh, I'll never forget. And it was...
You shit your shoes!
I totally shit my shoes. Oh... And it's one of those things where you're just like, fuck, and I can't, and I've got my legs spread wide open just because I'm dripping. I mean, it's just like, I'm a mess everywhere. I had to clean everything underneath my balls, everything. It was so, so bad. I'm so embarrassed.
So if you had the option, you would have immediately just disrobed and showered, right?
That absolutely.
Was yeah, there was
absolutely.
No, I hate those when you're just like, I'm just going to be cleaning this for the next 15 minutes or so and probably use an entire roll of toilet
thank
tissue.
God, right. Thank God there was some cleaner in the bathroom.
Oh like Lysol God. Or Clorox?
I think there was some Pine Sol. And like they had put it in a spray bottle to clean up and stuff. I was like, thank God.
Oh, no.
And then it was just like I didn't say anything the rest of the day. I
but
was
you
just
had
like,
shit chew the rest of the day.
I cleaned the it was little drips of it. It wasn't like, it wasn't bad. But I sprayed it down with the Pine Sol and scrubbed my shoes. I was in there for like 40 minutes. Oh, it was so bad. So bad.
That's a long poop.
I just chalked it up to that. But God, you just, oh, just when it happened. It was like, oh my God. And I knew immediately it was like a size of a tennis ball just sitting in there. And then just a lot of wet just dripping through everything else.
No.
Just all. Oh.
Like a soggy burrito. a soggy butt-rito.
Nice.
It's like a wet paper bag.
Jeez.
And like a rotted peach in it. It's fucking dripping through.
Oh, wait.
It was... Oh.
Well,
they're all going to find out. It's going to be so embarrassing. I don't understand, Nobody told me this. Like, as I got older.
Oh, yeah, that your butthole was just going to release itself every once in a while?
I mean, I figured I would have... Not like that.
Yeah, that's going to happen. That's going to happen a lot.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Not just every once in a while, like more often than you want it to happen.
Yeah, it was bad. It was fucking at work, man.
Yeah. Commando at work.
It was so hot and humid after.
I'm sure you could smell it, too.
Probably. That's why I stayed away from everybody as much as I could, and I just didn't talk. I was just like, gotta go out back and check something.
You just feel like you can smell it even if you can't, though, you know, because you're having to deal with it. I'm not clean.
The fucked up thing is I couldn't leave. There was nobody I could have to come in for me to cover the machines and shit.
Right. Well, I certainly think that right there will qualify you know, is one of those things we like to call a shit story. A glory.
I mean, that's bad, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. Do y'all look at me different now?
I mean, I have much respect for you, honestly.
I figure you would.
You lived through
it. I get it now, though, Rhett. I get it.
Yeah?
I get it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting
old. It's taking me a little bit longer, but I'm finally getting there, I think.
I had a weird one at work recently where there's one bathroom that's kind of right between, it's in a small hallway between two offices, but there's a desk like pretty much within 5 or 6 feet of this bathroom on either side. And I was like, oh, I've just got to pee. I'm going to run in this restroom real quick. So I walk in. I think I mentioned earlier this weird thing that's going on with dairy. Last night I had a bowl of ice cream before I went to bed. I decided to treat myself.
I had a bowl of ice cream.
I woke up this morning and got in the shower and farted, and it smelled like the worst rotten eggs you would ever, like, just sulfuric nastiness. And, like, I don't even know if my wife heard me, but I hope she did. I hope she woke up and heard me go, oh, my God. But it was horrific, and it is like, I've got to get this out before I go to work, and I thought I had done that. So, anyway, afternoon, I'm going to step into this restroom and have a little tinkle, not anticipating any issues. I go in there, and I'm pissing, and, of course, I'm like, I got a little... And it just reeked up the entire small, tiny bathroom. And I was like, I can't stay in here and try to fumigate this out. Like, they know I can't, just because they'll think I'm shitting and then the shit smell will come out. But I was like, I stayed in there and like blew my nose a couple of times to try to buy some time and let it dissipate. And we didn't have any fucking Nutra air in there. Like, it was hopeless. This is not the shitting bathroom. And it just funked up, and all I could do was just run out and close the door real quick behind me and pray to God nobody walked in within the next 15 minutes. Just funked it up.
Ugh, your ass
and you
is
look
gross.
At people oh, different. When you terrible. Work with people and they fucking tear something up, that you look at them different. You hate them. They're fucking nasty motherfucker. That's a nasty motherfucker.
You've had that.
When everybody somebody, at work hates me then.
You've had that when somebody at work disregards the fact that the door is closed or almost closed and the fan is on, and it's clear that you just came out of there within the last 5 or 10 minutes, and they just fucking barge in. Have you had that where it's just like, I don't know if I should say something or just let them just go in there? And
I just let them go. I'm like, fuck it. If you're not going to, yeah, fuck it.
Because I've done that. I've wandered in the aftermath of somebody's horrific shit, and it's just like, I can't look at them the same ever again.
Everybody shits, you guys. It all,
yes, they do.
And it all stinks.
Yes, it does.
I haven't smelled one yet that's looked pleasant. It especially if it's messy. Somebody else's.
God. Man.
So I did, I put the word out on Twitter earlier of just asking. I do this sometimes before we're going to record.
Oh, I saw some responses.
And just putting it out there of like, if anybody wants to hear anything or wants us to do anything. Then I was like, seriously, just let us know. We're fucking, we're your monkey. We will do whatever. We will dance however you want
what
us to
that
dance.
What is that supposed to mean?
We're your performing monkeys. We dance. What?
Whatever.
So did we get any response?
We did. Someone named Will Kai is at Strip Mall Karate is his name.
Oh, that okay. Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
He replied
who?
With a couple of tweets. Strip Mall Karate is this guy's Twitter handle. Mm. But yeah, replying to after
party. Oh,
he
yeah,
said,
yeah.
Do you know anyone who works at Zaxby's and can get me unblocked?
I actually do. I know two people that work at Zaxby's corporate.
Ooh.
And so I'll see what I can do for you, Mr. at Strip Mall Karate.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
I know someone who works at Zaxby's. I think she and her husband just own like a couple of Zaxby's franchises or something. I don't think they have the clout to.
Yeah. No, you got to go corporate with this kind of complaint. So I've got you at Strip Mall Karate. Thank you.
Awesome. Strip Mall Karate. Hit him up at dickloverboy.com.
Yeah. Dickloverboy. Damn,
look at you.
All right, so let's see what else we got.
Power over there.
There's another one from...
They're good to know Zaxby's. If you know someone high up in Zaxby's, that's good money.
There's another one from...
High up.
This one's
high
from up. At Strip Mall Karate, replying to our After Party Pod. Does Tej still want to have 6 kids, or has he changed his tune?
I never wanted to have 6 kids.
What? Why did he think you did?
I don't know.
Must have been a maybe he's talking about goats.
Why are you talking about goats? No way, I would have 6 kids.
Baby goats?
What about I would have 6 goats.
6 baby goats.
That would be nice. Put them out in the yard. Fence them in.
Well, once they become like full grown goats, you have to eat them.
I'll eat a goat.
These are pet goats or eating goats?
Oh, they're kind of the same thing.
If you name them, that's really weird for your kids.
I don't think it's that weird.
Those things are going to get too big to eat before her kid, his kid.
It depends on what kind of name you give them.
Gotcha.
Like, you don't want to do like Fluffy and shit. You just like Bob.
Everything's Bob. Just dinner.
You just eat Bob.
Fucking lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Camping trip.
No, I don't know where he got that from because I would never want 6 kids.
How many kids do you want?
Just one.
Ooh, all your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm. We're not going through that again. God, it ripped her butthole, John.
Yeah,
but... Yeah, so not going to do it 6 times. Oh, the next one's easier.
Yeah, I mean, her butthole's already ripped.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true.
So, yeah, I think once the butthole is desensitized, you should probably take advantage of that in a lot of ways, one of which is to have as many kids.
We're not going to have 6.
I think you could have butt babies, though.
Well, we'll be having a lot of butt babies.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Let's see like a cream pie?
That's the worst. That's the worst porn. It's the worst.
Yes.
It's just I don't know why that's a thing. I would rather watch someone get just a fucking dookie log between the titties than watch a fucking cream pie video.
Really?
Yes, it's so nasty. Plus, it's
Dookie log between the titties.
I don't know if I could do the Dookie log. I'd rather do the cream pie thing than the Dookie log. I just would have a hard time with Dookie.
I would at least laugh at the Dookie log. The cream pie is disgusting and also makes me think of food and makes that disgusting. I like cream pies.
That's what I heard.
That is a Dookie log is a hot lunch, isn't that a thing? Like, yeah, so I guess it kind of makes you think gross things about lunch. So.
Right, right.
Could feasibly ruin lunch.
Yeah. I mean, lunch, I do lunch every day as opposed to a fucking cream pie.
Gotcha.
That's only for...
What is it, like a Cleveland steamer? Occasions. Isn't that a Duke on your chest?
Yeah, Cleveland steamer kind of ruins Cleveland. You can't think about Cleveland without thinking about somebody getting a log on the chest.
That's true. That's true.
Or LeBron James. Shitting. Oh my God. Can you imagine the fucking turd LeBron James would lay? Oh my God. I mean, she would be tiny in fucking perspective to him anyway, but my God, it would be like one of those pillows that like single people hug up to. Those like long body pillows that are just like so you can have something to snuggle and not feel so depressed about your sad, sad life, but it would be made of Dookie.
Okay. Quiz, what do you call a pillow that's like a back pillow that has little arms on it?
Oh, there is a name for these. I can't think of the name of it.
I don't know.
Really?
What is it?
I take it. Husband? They're called a husband.
Really?
Really?
Just Google husband and see what...
Husband, Google husband pillow. Let's clarify. Google's not that magical.
Aren't they listening to what we're saying?
Do husband images. Actually, just do husband and images and see what happens. Oh, excuse me. In any case, y'all both failed the test because you didn't know.
No.
So.
So TJ says no to 6 kids.
No to 6 kids. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, sorry, Strip Mall Karate at Strip Mall Karate.
We've got another one here. This one is from at Strip Mall Karate.
Oh, okay. I've heard of this guy.
This one says the Braves are moving Freeman to third. Going to be bad?
He's still on the Braves? Did he come back?
I don't know.
Oh, he's still there. He was
injured. Are they talking about Morgan Freeman? Because I heard he was picking up a baseball career. he's gonna narrate the game from third base now.
He's the third base coach and they just mic him up like Andy Dufresne.
I don't know any player on the Braves, so I can't go any further with this joke.
I just can't think of any more Morgan
Freeman. Freddie Freeman's plays line. First.
Oh, Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, not Freddie Morgan Freeman. No, not Morgan Freeman.
Is he black?
What?
No.
I didn't know Freddie Freeman might be related to Morgan Freeman.
I mean, they're all related.
Not I'm just eventually going to get an episode entitled, Is He Black? It's just going to happen at some point in time. Is he...
You leave him at first.
Black?
Okay, yeah.
Well, first base. He's a good first baseman.
Is he righty or lefty?
You know, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, righty. You want to be a lefty for first base, right?
Hey, a friend of mine met Dale Murphy the other day.
Yeah?
He posted that shit on Facebook. I don't know what the event was.
Where did he meet him at?
I'm not sure. I didn't look into it that much.
Come on. Make something up.
You got to give us details. That's a legend.
Also, I'm not 100% sure that was actually Dale Murphy. I'm just assuming it was because I don't think my friend Bob's a liar.
Okay. Well, yeah. Was there a picture?
Oh, he bats left. Throws right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Throws right. That's weird.
He's a hell of a hitter, man. He's a good player. I think you leave him at first.
Right.
Sorry, I'm going to answer that.
Right field? I think right field, maybe.
I don't understand why. I mean, unless they have someone else that needs to play first. And I don't know. I'd leave him at first if that's the...
All right, we're leaving him at first.
Leave him at first.
Leave him first. I'm down with you guys.
Oh, we've got a question for me. This comes from one of our listeners at Strip Mall Karate. And he replied to After Party Pod. He says, did Jay end up giving his wife a hot brown after the mix-up in Kentucky?
Well.
Did we talk about this at all?
What?
I don't think so.
So our friend Adam had suggested as part of this road trip that I need to get an Al's Italian Beef in Chicago and that you need to get a hot brown in Louisville, Kentucky, which is it's technically, I think, a sandwich, but it's like it's bread, it's open face, there's turkey, and there's just like this cheesy bechamel sauce, I think, on it, and like bacon on top, and they serve it in a fucking like cast iron skillet. It's just this disgusting, delicious mass of sandwich or whatever.
Sounds like it came out of my ass.
So I really, really wanted one.
Right.
And so we were hauling ass from Nashville trying to make it. I realized halfway through our trip going through Kentucky that I was like, oh, we can make it in time to get a hot brown if I haul ass. So I'm fucking hauling ass. And this is one of the reasons that I was talking about that, Indiana was so bad, but this was also an issue in Kentucky where they had the road construction. They had it down to two lanes. They had the trucks riding in the left lane. We couldn't get through. I'm weaving in and out of traffic. I'm fucking hauling ass trying to get a fucking hot brown. The wife is just snoring in the seat next to me. She's good. She doesn't give a shit about the hot brown. I think I tweeted something about this where I was kind of implying that she wanted a hot brown. But
you're assuming that anybody reads your tweets.
No, seriously. But anyway, so we're hauling.
I'm glad
ass.
You clarified that.
I end up getting within sight of Churchill Downs, making a wrong turn, getting fucking furious, trying to get back on the interstate. For some reason, around Louisville, Kentucky, they have numbered highways that are only like one number off from each other. Like if you could imagine that there's 285 around Atlanta, but then right before 285 there's another loop that's 284. It's really fucking confusing. And so I ended up taking a couple of wrong turns, and at some point in time we looked at our phones and realized that the time had changed, and for some reason leaving Nashville, which is central time, and driving directly north to Louisville, Kentucky, you go back into the Eastern time zone for some reason. So it was an hour later than I thought it was. So there was the entire time that I was speeding and weaving in a traffic and getting frustrated and taking these wrong turns. There really was no chance that I was going to get this hit hot brown at all. And it was very sad.
So you had to wait till the next day?
No, we weren't going to be there the next day. Oh. I just missed out on my opportunity.
You didn't get a hot brown after all this?
Did not get a hot brown.
Dude. You're bumming me out again. He's been bumming us out all day.
Sad show.
Sad story.
Sad show. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the short answer on that is no.
No hot brown.
Nope. No hot brown.
All right.
These are good questions.
Okay, last one. This one comes from a listener, Will Keezer. I'm not sure. It's a weird way of spelling that. But he tweets at Strip Mall Karate on Twitter.
All right.
And this says, 2/3 of the cast voted for Trump. How do you feel now?
What? Okay, the cast. Okay, 2/3 of the cast.
Oh, sorry, the apostrophe cast. I'm assuming podcast. I don't know if that was 140 character things or if he was just being cool.
Oh, 2/3. voted for Trump.
Podcast, yeah, of our podcast.
2/3 of the percentage of the people that listen to us.
I don't know about that. Maybe.
I mean, I do pretty much count a third party candidate vote as a vote for Trump. So.
What? Why?
So we're at least 1/3 there.
What? I did not vote for Donald Trump. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
I mean, do you feel like you just might as well should have done it now?
No, not in Georgia. Not at all. Oh, by the way, update. Karen Handel beat John Ossoff for the, 6th Congressional District in Georgia?
Right. Which means 7 years of bad luck.
I'm tired of hearing about it. Jesus Christ.
I was.
Man. Yeah.
I didn't really hear too much about it.
They spent a lot of fucking money on that.
Right.
God.
The most ever.
Well, it...
For a congressional race.
Did it matter? I mean, I know there was this, like, people saw it as like a referendum on Trump, and if you could switch this historically conservative district, then maybe that would be, like, the first domino to fall. But, like, really, did it fucking matter if John Ossoff had won?
No.
Like, I just don't think, and that was I was thinking about it just as far as human behavior.
We need,
like,
everyone we can get.
Two different sides just thinking that this thing mattered and drawing a line and then just duking it out. And I mean, yeah. Think about how much money went into it, how much of that could have gone to, like, just a decent a charity or something, feeding people or educating people, anything that this money could have gone to other than just this horseshit election. Like, it, I don't know. It's just kind of mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing, and you're right. You could do so much with all of that. You could feed children of all ages forever. But it was real important.
I don't think it was.
Did it end up being combined? Was it like 50 million or something like that?
It was a lot.
Like 40 million?
I thought it was 30 million for each one, but I could be.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I could be. And so much from just outside of the state. Like, it's, when you think about it, just the effect of money on politics, like, it's a horrible example of that.
Well, I hate when people use that too as a, like, an argument. Like, well, they're all his, because that was a big thing about Ossoff, right? Where his money was coming from.
He's Nancy Pelosi's bitch boy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but horrific. Everybody's taking money wherever the fuck they can get it, though, right?
Yeah. Right.
So, fuck. Who gives a shit about that argument? I'm just tired of just the ads. The ads are just fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Just crybaby shit.
But I mean, I want to do some research and just see if the political ads are effective at all. Like, if they actually have studies that show that they're able to sway votes or make a difference. I mean, I guess on some level they have to be, but we always just assume that to be true. I've never seen data that shows that's true.
I mean, I'm sure there
have
is.
Have you looked for data?
No.
Pinches of power. Pinches of power.
How come someone hasn't put data in front of my face?
Someone show me this. Don't make me type it into a Google search bar. advertising.
No one's ever shown me the data to make me believe.
You sound like more like my dad every day.
But that's the thing. It's like, if they did show that pouring this money could sway the thing in like one percentage point, is it fucking worth it? Like, for, I don't know. It's just a weird human thing that they decided that they were gonna have a pissing contest over this thing,
right?
And everybody just poured money in.
Gotta win, man.
Is that what our democracy is about?
Gotta win.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what capitalism is about. You gotta win at all costs.
Yeah.
This may be a democracy, but it's a capitalist democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Money's always gonna win. Let's put it at it. Let's spend it. That's what we got. That's what capitalism is about. Spending that money.
I mean, seriously. Here's to you, TV stations in Atlanta. You guys raked in the cash.
I tell you,
right?
Like, you guys should be set for a long time. I'm curious to see what kind of quality television comes out of Atlanta for the next decade. We should see a boost.
I mean, I would think so. They got a lot of money. Probably not going to see any change.
Oh, yeah.
Television's going to die soon, right?
It's on the way out.
It's all just going to be internet shows.
podcast.
Netflix is going to take over everything.
Just all podcasts.
That's all it becomes is podcasts.
There's something else that I have not searched for, and I was going to talk to you guys in the show and see what you thought about this and see if we can confirm whether it's true. But I was in the grocery store the other day. I overheard a conversation between a person buying groceries and the cashier, and they were saying that like Six Flags wasn't what it used to be on this person's last trip to Six Flags. And she was like, the screen machine is gone.
What?
What?
And that was the thing. I was like... I looked up and I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to overhear that, but did you say the screen machine is gone? And she goes, yeah, they cleared it out. It's not there anymore.
They should. It was awful.
I know it was awful, but it was the fucking screen machine.
Yeah, but it was like, God, I guess when's the last time you wrote it? Did you enjoy it?
Probably not.
You can't. You can't write it. It's like.
I always felt like I was going to die on that one. Like, that was the one I was going to die on.
That was part of the fun.
Well, yeah. But I always felt like I was going to die on that one.
The last time I wrote it, I got beat up so bad. What's there now?
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait. That's a different screen machine.
Yeah, that was a fucking metal.
There's it's the Great American Screen Machine. Let's check and see what Wikipedia has to say about this.
Right.
Ooh, Great American Screen Machine is a wooden roller coaster located at Six Flags Over Georgia. Okay. Was this bitch lying?
She's lying. Because it's obviously a her.
They still have it there?
Apparently it's still there. Mm. Why would this woman be bitching about the screen machine being... I don't know what's going on here.
Just because Wikipedia is not updated that they tore it down?
This is what we talked about. Because the other screen machine, which is the Six Flags Great Adventure, if you look at the Wikipedia page on that, it says the screen machine was
a
roller coaster. It's that thing that I was telling you about.
Why don't you Google it instead of looking at fucking Wikipedia?
I did go... Ooh. Oh, sorry. The last thing I had Wikipedia was the Bean, the Cloud Gate in Chicago. So pretty. Okay, so let me go. Great American Scream Machine Roller Coaster.
He talks like a robot into his fucking phone.
Hello, Siri.
Because it fucks up every time I use my normal voice. It just pushes words
Great
together.
Great American Scream Machine Roller Coaster.
I fucking hate you guys so much. They're so mean. It's all Wikipedia and YouTube videos. It's still there. I don't know why she would say that.
Wait, who told you
this
again?
Why don't you ask
Siri
if the Great American Scream Machine is still there?
The Mindbender is still there, according to Wikipedia and other sites.
It wasn't there for a while, but it came back.
Was she talking about fucking Z-Force?
They called it the Joker for a while.
Z-Force has been gone for a long time.
Maybe that was it. Maybe she got the Scream Machine confused with the Z-Force.
The Z-Force sucked.
What does it say about the Z-Force? Roller coaster.
I didn't look up the Z-Force.
See if it says is or was on the fucking Z-Force.
Jesus Christ,
it
man.
Was. I could tell you that.
Regular voice. Z-Force, Six Flags. Look what it did. Z four Six Flags. That's why I go Z Force.
The third one is Z Force Six Flags.
Oh, sorry, it was still listening.
Z Force Six Flags.
Z Force Six Flags. There we go. Z Force Six Flags.
The third one was Z Force Six Flags. He just hit the
God
top.
Damn it!
One.
It's still stop talking. It's still listening. That's awesome. Let's just Google search that entire thing. Z4 Six Flags, Six Flags, stop talking, it's listening. Oh, wow. We've confused the shit out of it. All rides at Six Flags, frequently asked questions.
You know what?
But the Z-Force was a shitty ride.
It was shitty.
It was real shitty.
It was one of the ones that would bang your head.
Yeah.
It was just, it went up and did a couple barrel rolls.
It was real tight, real compact.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was real hard. It fucking threw you around.
Right.
Yeah, this one does say Z-Force.
The Ninja wasn't any better.
This says
The Ninja sucked too.
Right.
It says Z-Force was a roller coaster, yeah.
You know one that was cool? There was that Goliath that they put.
It's still there. That's the coolest roller coaster.
And then was it the Cyclone?
The other wooden one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was always a good one.
The last couple times I rode that, it's starting to get a little scream machiney.
Well, also, once you ride Goliath and it's just the smoothest thing in the world, like everything is going to hurt your ass after that.
Yeah. Man, roller coasters are crazy. Those are fucking.
Yeah.
If you think about going back as a kid and your parents just putting you on those things, How the fuck? God damn. They're fun. Because I was fucking tiny when I was skinny as shit, and I always almost came out of the Scream Machine.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
And then when you go at the end, when you duck and the awning comes out, and you always feel like you're gonna hit your head right there at the end.
Right.
Ugh.
Yep, that was a scary ride.
I don't know if I could you.
It was a scary ride.
Do you still ride roller coasters? Will you still do?
Do I still ride roller coasters? What kind of crazy ass question is that?
I don't know if I can.
I ride everything. The scariest ride, though, at the Six Flags over Georgia is the new swing that they have. It's like the Highland Swings, but it takes you up 200 feet in the air.
What?
No, and then it goes up and down on the shaft.
Are you talking about Six Flags?
I am talking about Six Flags. The last time we went, I was on a lot.
So about 200?
200 feet in the air. You have 20 stories. And then...
How thick's the shaft?
It's probably like... 8 or 9 feet.
Wow.
Maybe more. I don't remember because the last time I rode it, I was on a lot of acid.
When was this?
I ended up having a ride with someone I didn't know. I just like sat in a seat beside this other lady and I was like losing my fucking mind on this thing. And with this lady, like I was trying to be cool, but I was like, oh my God. You know? Oh. I was like really, really having a hard time. And like everybody I knew, we were all riding with each other on the same ride, but I, you know, wasn't paired off, and I rode this like
you're the odd man out.
I rode this other lady and tried not to freak her out too much.
You think she still tells that story today?
This guy was, I think, crazy.
I think she tells a story that was like, oh yeah, I was the odd man out and my friends, and like I had taken a massive amount of acid, and this dude, I was just trying to be cool about it, but I was just stuck next to this guy, and he was so nice. He really was, and handsome, and very, just a handsome young man.
Just a handsome young man, not tripping on acid like I am.
I don't know, I get real dizzy now. Like, swings and shit make me sick.
Yeah. It's hard. You have a hard time recovering from it?
Yeah. It's like that seasick. I get seasick real easy.
I still like it, but I gotta admit, the last probably 5, maybe even 6 times I was at an amusement park, I was on psychedelic drugs. So, either acid or mushrooms, and I love it. I have a fucking blast. Standing in line is fun. You know, I just have such a good time. The last time we went, we had vaporizer pens, too, and we're just, like, smoking weed in line. It was ridiculous. It was a ridiculous outing. but we had a good time. We rode all the rides. Easter Sunday. What up? A little secret to you guys out there in internet land.
Yep. Thanks, Jesus.
That is the time to go.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of time to go, I think it might be time for us to go tonight. You know you can find us on ArmageddonAfterParty.com, where you can get all the podcasts that we put out and get bios and all that kind of good stuff. Those good bios. Some really good bios on there. Read the bios. Read them over and over again. It's fun. Bios are good. You guys can go to Facebook.com/ArmageddonAfterParty, and that's where we put most of the information that you want about us on there. Hey, follow us on Twitter. I am... at Dick Loverboy. We got at Gerald Importante over here and T-E-E-J-A-Y Higgins at that is. You can also follow us all on Instagram on the same names, except for I'm Dick.Loverboy. So many pictures. It's just a veritable montage of what's going on in the world of Armageddon After Party.
So many.
So many. So many pictures. Thank you guys for listening to us one more time. We had a blast, and we're going to bring it again probably a week or so. So keep it your ear to the internet, and we'll be ready for you next time. From the bunker in beautiful Athens, Georgia, I'm Dick Loverboy saying goodbye and goodnight for the Reverend Forrest and Pig Rose. I think it's time to go. Say goodbye, boys.
I still feel sad.
It was a sad episode.
It made me sad.
This music will make you feel a little better.
A little bit. It is nice.
this far and you're still listening, go to Wikipedia and search for incidents at Six Flags Park. It's one of the most fucked up lists I've ever found. I was looking at it while Rhett was doing the outro. Check it out. Bye.